Now, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
Business opinion, where are we at? What do we got? What do we know?
Yeah, so this is the NZIER quarterly survey of business opinion. So this is the other sort of major business confidence survey. We get the ANZ series every month. So this is a quarterly survey. Take some of the noise out of those quarterly results. Now, Mike, the outcome here, not as straightforward as you might expect. This, just looking at this, there are three parts to the survey that I think we need to talk about. There's the headline number, then there's a little bit of backward-looking outcomes, and then there's some forward-looking outcomes. Now, the headline number, unequivocally weaker again. Sentiment at the gloomiest level we've seen at in 9 years. So it's a seasonally adjusted net 28% of respondents were pessimistic about the economic outlook. That is the worst reading since March 2009. So we're in the same headspace as we were after the GFC. So that's what I call, on an emotional level, business confidence is weak, but we know that's not much use in forecasting. So let's look at the business's views of their own activity. Backward looking, 0.4% experienced an increase in demand in the quarter just gone. If we look at it forward looking, it fell from 12.9 to 9.9. Investment intentions are still weak. They improved from June though. Employment intentions are steady. So what does it all mean? Well, Mike, they actually asked the question this time, why people were pessimistic. What was the number one reason? Government policy.
Yep.
Uncertainty around where policy will end up. So people need to listen to that. Now, to me, looking at the backward-looking indicators, growth probably decelerated a bit in the third quarter, but perhaps not to the degree that we were worried about. I mean, access to labour is still a major issue. I think that was number two on the reason that people were pessimistic. That's still hard to believe we're not going to see some wage pressure looking forward, and that will lead into inflationary pressure as well. I think we need to see to what extent we growth decelerated in the third quarter before we can sort of have a look at the fourth quarter. But perhaps the growth slowdown, not as bad as we think.
Well,
unequivocally negative.
If that's true, Andrew, so second quarter's one. If it's not as bad in the third quarter, then a few of the critics need to shut up, don't they?
Yeah, quite possibly. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where you end up. But I think we're on a delicate sort of cusp at the moment of, we did get that flow through into the second quarter, 1% GDP growth. But we are sort of on the cusp, and things could go nasty over the second half of the year. It's just a question of how nasty they go.
Well, I'll tell you what, speaking of nasty, dairy again is down.
Yeah, global dairy trade overnight at the headline level, GDP price, the global dairy trade price index down 1.9%. Now nine auctions without a positive outcome, Mike. So we're probably not going to, this has probably got the potential to compound Fonterra's woes, actually, because the fact here is the commodity price is weakening at the product level. Whole milk powder down 1.2%. Average price per ton, $2,753. That's pushing recent lows that we saw in December 2017. It's down 16.8% from the April high. We're trading in a bit of a range here on this, Mike. The problem here is if we go underneath that range, then we might have some issues. This is all about whether or not Fonterra can keep the forecast dairy payout at the level that it's seen. Yeah. The sizzle's gone out of butter. They're 30% down from their highs. We have got a week New Zealand dollar though, Mike. So what's going to be key here is what currency hedging Fonterra have done. If they've hedged the currency, they're not going to get the benefit of the weaker New Zealand dollar. If they've left the currency hedging exposed, the farmers might get the benefit of the lower New Zealand dollar, saving their butts a little bit.
Okay, just real quick, because part of the malaise will be the price of petrol, of course, part of which is directly the government's fault, but you can't help if it's $85 a barrel, can you?
No, big issue here is that people thought OPEC were going to start pumping a little bit more oil in September. They didn't, and that's the key issue here. So November the 4th, that's when the sanctions come into play against Iran, and the thought was that OPEC would pump a little bit more oil, we'd get a little bit more supply. We didn't get it. Price up.
Trump's going to have to pedal a bit harder. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, 26,786, up 135. All-time highs on the Dow Jones. S&P 500, 2928, they're up 3. And the NASDAQ down small at the moment, actually, 8032. FTSE 100, 7474, down 21. Nikkei, 24270, up 25. Shanghai Composite, 2821, up 30. ASX 200, 6126, they lost 0.75% yesterday, down 46 points. The NZX 50 barely moved, 9,326 at the close.
Yeah,
on the currencies...
Sorry, 0.6603.
Yeah, that's all right, mate. It happens to me all the time. On the currencies, the Kiwi dollar 0.6603, weaker against the against the US, 0.9176 Aussie, 0.5712 euro, 0.5083 pounds, 75.86 yen. Gold trading at $1,204, and as I said, Brent crude just under $85 at the moment, actually 84.74.
You have a good one, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.